Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Bridget Butler with Health Plus. Nashville certainly sees its share of hot days during the summer, but we don't want to let that stop us from being active. Whether you're exercising outdoors or in, proper hydration is very important for your health. Here to speak with us today about hydration and exercise is Blair Hitchcock, Director of Sports Nutrition at Vanderbilt. Welcome, Blair.
Hi, thank you.
Blair, why is hydration important for exercise?
Hydration is super important just from an aspect of making sure your body is healthy and happy and moving the way it's supposed to be. So your muscles are actually 75% water. And so if you don't have enough water, you're more at risk for injury, ripping, tweaking, those hamstrings, those any other type of muscular injuries. Also, it helps your joints, keeps your joints nice and loose and able to move and do the activities that you're wanting to do. Hydration is really important just from a mental aspect as well. So if you lose 1 to 2% of your body weight, which is not that much, it impacts the way you think and process information, and you have a decrease in performance. So if you are a runner and running outside and you're not properly hydrated, you're not going to be able to run as fast or make the times that maybe you're pushing for or train as long as you want to. And so if you're a little bit more proactive in the hydration process, it allows you to push yourself a little bit further while you're recreationally training outside or working out and moving your body in the summer.
Well, that's so interesting. It affects both the physical and the mental.
Yes, it does. It does. It affects a lot more than I think people realize. It's something you have to be very proactive about. And so it's hard to do, but it's very important.
What are the signs of too little hydration?
Usually you can tell you're dehydrated. A good way to check is to check the color of your urine. If your urine is not clear or pale yellow, you're probably dehydrated. And that's an easy indicator that you can just kind of like look and see. Another thing is a headache or fatigue is also a sign of a little hydration. And then sometimes just you're thirsty. So don't forget those things too. I know there's a pretty big debate on drink to thirst or not, but if you're thirsty, then I would say you're obviously probably on your way to dehydration or you probably should drink something. So I think those are indicators of signs of little hydration.
And what are the recommendations for hydration for exercise?
Usually, I always say a baseline is half of your body weight in ounces of water is just like your baseline everyday hydration. If you're a heavy sweater or if it's hot outside or you've been working out for longer than 60 minutes, I think that's kind of when you start to add those electrolytes back in and add those Gatorades and those products. You don't need them unless you are working out for longer than an hour. So I think that's a really good point to remember. If you are moving for a weight loss goal, just keep that in the back of your mind of what your goals are actually trying to do. And then you can add in the fluid. So 1 pound loss is a liter of fluid you have to add onto your baseline. You have your ounces of water that you need in a day, right? You're 120 pounds, you have 60 ounces of water you need in a day. You go out and you sweat, you lose a pound, you'll add a liter to that 60. Mm-hmm. And that would be the amount that you need in that day.
Okay.
But at post-workout, you would be thirsty anyway, so you'd probably drink that liter. But you just have to continue to meet your goal, your daily goal.
So important to be thinking about drinking water as we're exercising, mm-hmm. and then potentially a fluid that has added electrolytes if we've been exercising more heavily.
Correct, yes. Okay. So if it's my rule of thumb, if it's hot, if it's humid, or it's a hard intensity, that's kind of where those electrolytes are really needed. Because if you drink a lot of water but don't replace the electrolytes, you're not actually hydrated. Hydration is a combination of fluid and electrolytes. It's just usually most people don't have hard enough activities, and so you don't necessarily need the electrolytes because we have a really high sodium in our diet. And so you don't need to add more electrolytes to it because your sodium content is probably high enough in your diet. However, if it's really hot, really hard workout, or really humid, your sweat weight's probably going to be higher than normal or expected, and therefore you may need to supplement with some electrolytes, like a Propel packet, or like a Body Armor Light, or those types of products would be the best. And then if it's for performance, like if you're playing a soccer game outside, and it goes 2 hours long, then that's kind of where that Gatorade or Powerade or full body armor may kind of go into that category. What? And then don't forget about food, and like fruits and vegetables are also have a water content in them. So you can also eat your water, essentially, to make sure you're hydrated.
Interesting. Yeah. That is important to remember, all the different sources of fluids and hydration.
Right. And I think it's really fun too. Like, you can add fruit flavored water, and you can add different things to your water to make it taste better if you don't just want a water. So lime, lemons, berries. You can do frozen fruit. If you do it, it'll just kind of like leach into the water and it'll give you that taste. So to kind of liven it up, sparkling water I know is a big trend these days. So if you want to do that, that would be great too. It's still fluid, and so those are still positive for your body.
Sounds very refreshing.
Yeah, it is.
Well, thank you so much, Blair, for speaking with us today.
Yeah, and helping us
better understand hydration and exercise.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.